We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I am Bart Winkler, and let's call this the first official rebranded Into the Winklerverse show. Let's go into the Winklerverse, and let's go into the playoffs. As the Green Bay Packers, as I on the Dan Shaney YouTube, am rocking the same jacket. I think he had a patch over here. But the same jacket that Jordan Love wore into the stadium today. And when he got into the stadium, he had one of the best games. And we're not counting the fumble for this. But he had one of the best games that a Green Bay Packers quarterback singularly ever had in terms of completing the football. 128.6 rating, 2 touchdowns, 316 yards, 27 of 32 was Jordan Love. And this Packers team, which was left for dead by many of us at many different times this season, a Packers team that was rebuilding, that is currently rebuilding, that was trying to do something that they've not done. They've had Favre and Rodgers and now Love, and you kind of, you know, you build and you build and you build, but do you make the playoffs that first year? Hell no. Jordan Love has changed that trend with a postseason appearance. It'll be his first. And what a night to do it, where you do it against, well, I guess he was on those, but whatever. You do it against the Bears, which we will address, because those sons of bitches, and I mean Twitter aggregators, okay? Those sons of bees have really, they were really going to ruin my life, but they can all cry now. And also, you got to probably move on from Fields. This was your shot. I've been advocating for Fields. This is probably going to push them in that direction of moving on from Fields, who will succeed in a place like Atlanta with a new head coach, because Art Smith is a baby. This was very similar. A year ago at this time last year, we were debating and talking about this loss to the Lions, where the Packers had a win and you're in. And Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, that iteration of the team, couldn't get it done. And everything was in front of them. The Lions had nothing to play for. And it was just, it was remarkable. How could you get on this stage and choke? Well, this year, that was not going to happen as the Packers get the dub and will play next week against either Detroit or Dallas. I really haven't paid any attention to any other games. I saw the Rams had a lead. We'll find out. I really don't care. I think both places they could maybe win. If they go to Dallas, probably not. If they go to Detroit, maybe. Melissa wants to know what's the percent off at Happy Place Hemp. Ooh, I will try to lock that down here today on the show. The Sean O'Connell is the first to join. Still need to change this art, but that's okay. What up is Sean? What the fuck? What's up?
Yes, I know what you're going for. And yes, I've ran that bit into the ground a few times, but my father is somewhere in the nether spaces of a hot place, looking up at my feet, really feeling the heat extra as a Bears fan today. So that's awesome. And then half happy, half relief, to be honest. I was a lot of there was a lot of Twitter bad vibes going into the game, and fortunately that juju did not carry over.
Okay, breaking news. Someone just asked about Happy Place Hemp. Chris himself from Happy Place Hemp. Coupon code BORT is good for 34% off. That's the 25 plus how many wins this. This is the longest like build up to a promotion ever. But 9 wins equals 9%, 34% off. And that code is good for as long as they are in the postseason.
Ooh, that is nice.
As long as they are in the postseason, promo code BORT at happyplacehemp.com.
That's at least 1 week to save.
Well, yeah. You look at who yeah, let's say, and then you know, this is always been a 6-day promotion. Anyway, you were saying, please ramble talk, because I have a really hot tweet I need to fire off here.
Okay, yes. Very happy with how the end result. And oh my God, we were just, it was not pretty. But however, when we needed to, we got it done. Did not get a lot of help from the Zebras. Good Lord. Didn't win any challenges. The fourth down measurement, that was, it had this game gone the other way, that would have been a fail Mary type level of frustration as a Wisconsin sports fan. I think that one is something that could have lived on well beyond today. And perhaps the Bo Melton, yes, no touchdown. Tony Romo, he seemed to think it was a touchdown. And Tony Romo, I don't think he called himself a very good game. I watched the Detroit Vikings game, and I thought Moose was much better today than Tony Romo was. It seemed like Tony Romo would have been 5% better than if I had been on the call. That's what I feel like, and that's not good. I would be awful on the call. That's just one man's opinion. Hey, tip of the hat to Joe Barry's defense. Did not allow a touchdown, did not allow double-digit points. A lot of people might say, well, the Bears stink. But, you know, the Bears, not for nothing, the Bears were rolling coming into this game, and that's why I had a little bit of queasiness. I don't know about anybody.
Yeah, I don't think there was any way in this game that you could have, like, you know, you texted buddies, how do you feel? I don't think anybody came into this game feeling good in any way. Just based on last year or whatever, or what would happen if the Bears, it's like when you keep the streak going, which is amazing. It's 10 in a row now. LaFleur, for all of his missteps, maybe hated the end of that first half, but he's never lost to the Bears. More Happy Place Hemp related breaking news. Chris wants you to know that there is a second Sean O'Connell. Someone else orders from Happy Place Hemp with the name Sean O'Connell. I believe spelled the same.
Wow.
That's why you're amazing, Sean O'Connell. And while I am talking, I'm also going to bring in Austin.
And I'm going to bring in Sean, long time, Bart.
I'm going to bring in my buddy Drew, who does the Dudes with Brews podcast and has been on, he was on our Cutting Room Floor episode long time ago because I forgot to actually air when I talked to him. I know he has Bears colors on as a shirt. That's not on purpose. That's a Packers shirt. That looks orange Packers and brown. Shirt. That's yellow?
That's green and yellow, dude.
Oh. All right. Well, Drew, I haven't seen you in a while. You first.
I just got to say, I'm super pumped that they won. I entered the season thinking there's no way this would happen. This was like a Super Bowl to me. They won. I'm pumped. They're in the playoffs. I don't care what happens in the playoffs. I hate the Bears. Thank God.
I mean, I do care what – I mean, but I know what you're saying.
Of course I care. But.
Right. And I'm having awful camera issues. But Dan Shaney bought me one. But this is not the one. This is officially being retired. This piece of shit got me through a year and a half. Now I am going to use the one that Dan hooked me up with. Austin, quick thought from you.
I told you on the national show that the Packers are going to win by 7. We made those bets. We won. We knew this was going to happen. It looked a little sloppy. The blunder with that, I don't know, with that running towards the line of scrimmage, garbage. I think that if you get out of bounds, you should be able to stop the clock. But all in all, I think that, I mean, I was pretty nervous after that, but I, like, watching the game, I was nervous, but I knew it when I called you on Friday that they were going to win this game by seven or more points. So I don't know why I doubted myself.
I am posting. There was this picture of this lady like freaking out at a wrestling match that her kid lost. So I'm using that video and saying blue check engagement farming Bears accounts, realizing Elon won't be able to pay their rent this month. My guy NFL Outdated is who I'm specifically subtweeting here. My guy Andy, who I drunkenly messaged last night and said, "Your account is trash," and he goes, "I'm just doing what we're all doing. We're not doing that." And now fuck all of you. Who's this? I will 79. I always see like all these accounts. Piss off. Brett and Tos is here also. Hell yeah.
Hey, Bart, I got 7 words, and I'll let you guys do the real talking. Fuck the Bears and fuck Craig Council. Let's fucking go. I'm going to listen in. Fuck,
that's my guy.
All right. All right, Brett and Toast. Yes.
Quick and to the point.
Very well done. Very good stuff. All right. Anybody else just chime in wherever? Obviously, I'll get things started again as Sean is frozen on the happiest freeze frame of all time. I'm just ecstatic. If not for the win, once again, that they did not lose, this week would have been hell, as would have any week. And also, I think it would have, like with the Lions, they beat us last year and it kind of, you know, became this thing and a springboard for them. And the Bears, I do think, will get better. I think they'll figure it out. I think their draft class is too hard for them not to. But we're in the playoffs. And again, we may get Mike McCarthy may have it. Do we know who we're playing yet?
It's looking like Cowboys or Lions. That's what it seems to be.
So, because the Packer game ended like a quarter before any of these other games.
It was a quick game.
So it looks like the Rams are going to win.
So and then we're Carson going to Wentz Detroit. Was playing?
What?
And Carson Wentz was playing? What the hell happened?
Oh, they didn't, Dad. They didn't play Stafford.
That's amazing, Sean, that they would.
All right. Drew, what else you got?
I mean, cheers. I entered the season thinking they maybe win like 5-6 games. I'm just pumped about it. If they play the Lions, I'm confident. If they play the Cowboys, I don't know that I'm so confident, but regardless, I'm acting like this is like Super Bowl to me, to be honest.
With house money. There were great strides this year. I think the negative that some may find with this as well, does this mean Joe Barry's staying? I'm pretty confident that he's not. I guess if they win the Super Bowl, fine. I don't give a fuck. Joe Barry can be the head coach for all I care.
I also say trade Watson for a kicker, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah. Watson, if he ever plays again, that's house money. They don't need him.
He's not going to play for any of the playoffs. There's no way that they bother with what they can do without him. But I don't know about trading him for a kicker.
Not even that. Trade him for a punter. Even worse.
What kicker are you going to get?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, where do you even find kickers?
That's a good question. Is Rodrigo Blankenship still available? I just liked his name.
What about that guy we drafted out of Penn State 30 years ago, Brett Conway? Oh, yeah. Anderson Carlson sucks.
Yeah, that He does suck. Cohen
after
was,
this year, Cohen I still was want right Bisaccia, on him. Bisaccia, get him out of here. He drafted him. Get Barry out of here. You know, he sucks. But hard, we won.
Yeah, I was going to say, hard to tell that this is a victory show. We're talking about who to fire, who to trade. I'm feeling pretty confident no matter where we go. You did say house money. I feel like that's the way that the Packers have been playing the last few weeks, and what do they got? They got nothing to lose. They got everything to prove. And I don't see why we should be afraid of going into Dallas or Detroit. I mean, Mike McCarthy can blow a game by himself. It doesn't matter if Dak is decent.
Okay. So the Rams have officially won.
Okay.
So, they have one more win than us. So we're the 7th seed. So we're going to the 2 seed, which means we're going to take on Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go.
This is going to be the most Mike McCarthy experience ever.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Now, this game better not be on Monday night. I don't know who's going to – this has to be a Fox Sunday game.
It better keep it not off be on Monday night. Peacock.
Yeah, they won't be on Peacock. Peacock's going to be the Texans-Browns.
Oh, good, good.
I don't know that for sure, but or the Steelers. How the fuck did they get in?
Mike Tomlin, man. Guy's a good all coach.
Right. Chime in where you want. I'm gonna go through some of these comments. Jerry
hey,
says
I got a dip. Okay. Love you guys. Oh, okay. I'll talk to you later.
The Sean O'Connell. Not the other one, but the
one and only.
There's another one that orders from happyplacehemp.com. And if you did not hear the news, it was going to be – it's promo code. You can still use promo code BART for your gummies and the tinctures and your Delta 8s, your Delta 9s, the CBD, CBDN, all that stuff. You can still use promo code BART for 25% if you want. Or you can use promo code BORT for 34% off for as long as this team is in the playoffs. Jerry says, like I said on this stream in the first month, Love was as poised as a first-year quarterback starting that I've ever seen. He ended the season the same way. Jordan Love, I just think, you know, as we come into this season and all of the questions we wanted to know, is Jordan Love the guy? Is Jordan Love the guy? He answered that very quick. I know there were some weeks where we still like to dissect every throw. Hell, there were some weeks where the Packers would win and people would come on this stream and I don't need to say their names, Q and Jake, but they would cry. I think Q was closer to crying than Jake. But there was no way no tear was shed during the making of this program.
I was very anti-Love for a while. I didn't think – I love Rodgers. I wanted to keep him. I wanted to do whatever we could to possibly keep him
on the
team.
Did you want Sean Clifford to be the quarterback?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I mean, I know you live a little norther than me, but you don't live that north.
Right, but I'm all in on Love. I was wrong, and I'm happy to be wrong. I love that man. No pun intended.
Just a simple go pack go from Ben. John says Jordan Love should get MVP consideration. Honestly, by God, he should. He won't, but there's going to be some MVP odds next year, and Jordan Love is gonna be like a top 10 guy where the bets are gonna come in as. By the way, I did make an MVP. I have two outstanding tickets from Pato at the beginning of the year. I have 10 to win 450 if the Packers win the Super Bowl. That is still alive. I have 10 to win 175 if Trevor Lawrence wins the MVP. I will have to rip that one up tonight. What an epic show.
Shred that
by them. So this means Joe Barry is the DC next year. Absolutely not. It does not mean that at all. Mike said, hey, it's Mike. Michael says, go Pack, go. Henny God says, vibes are immaculate. This douchebag says, let's fucking go.
You got to drop the F-bomb in there, you know?
Oh, that was you?
Yeah, that was me.
I know. Jake, hot take Jake says he's misty-eyed for Jordan and Gutekunst. He's crying again.
Crying over wins, crying over losses. Jake, get in here. What are you doing?
I would lie if I said I did not shed a tear after this game. I sure did. I was happy and sad at the same time. My son's calling me. I got to urinate.
Okay. All right, Drew, good to see you.
See ya.
I pumped that. I freaked out. And, you know, my kid's kind of getting in this game a little bit. Or he likes when, for whatever thing is, he's got a piece of paper. And whenever the Packers do something good, we put a sticker on it. First downs, touchdowns, sacks, whatever. We put a sticker on it. And I hugged him and we were celebratory. And I said, Packers are going to the fucking playoffs. And my wife correctly noted that she's never seen me act this way in my personal life ever. Even with some of the good fortunes that have come my way in the last few months, which I'm very excited and grateful for, I have not outwardly been this excited as
well,
I am today.
I agree with you on that. I don't know what it was. Was it missing the playoffs for 1 year? Was it the new start? Was it this season just being, you know, whatever happens, happens, and it's not like, oh God, if we don't win the Super Bowl, my life's going to be shit for a week. I don't know, but them just making the playoffs after this whole up and down season of what we were expecting it to be and evaluating Jordan Love, him far exceeding our expectations and us actually getting to the Super Bowl or Super Bowl to the playoffs. I don't know. It's been a lot of fun this season compared to like, yeah, just going 12-4 and then getting clowned.
Well, they had to win. The same reason they had to win in week one is because I didn't want week one. Now they're going to, at some point in our lives, and I don't even know that I'm saying this with complete confidence, at some point in our lives, they will lose to the Bears again. But it couldn't have been week one because the narrative would have been awful from the Fields and Love situation. And it couldn't have been this week because it would have been a whole off season of them hanging this over our heads.
Yeah.
And thank God.
Yeah. And they got nothing to talk about now. Justin Fields can make whatever comment he wants to do poster, but I dare him to try to make a comment about all there is in Green Bay to is watch football because everybody just watch you get your ass kicked by the Packers, buddy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
All right, the man with no shame is coming on. The man who always loves to admit when he's wrong. And even though I tweeted him last night that he was wrong about CJ Stroud, he didn't admit that he was wrong. He just told me to go to bed like a fucking troll. It's Hot Take Jake, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Jake, what's up, man?
Yo, hey, who the hell is talking about CJ Stroud right now? Who cares?
Well, I do.
What do you got, Goody, in the background?
That's my guy, Goop. It's a goat right there. Look at how handsome he is.
Chip says he just ate a fistful of Delta 9s in celebration. Not feeling much yet.
You're going to have a good night.
Yeah, he will. Andrew, with an epic burn, says, looks like we might go to Dallas. Bart will be torn. Yeah,
that's a good one.
You're Cowboys.
The Packers aren't taking on my Cowboys. What's the spread in that game going to be? My guess is,
I'd say eight, four.
6.5?
No, I think 4. I think it'll be closer.
They look pretty good today. I don't know. I would say that they'd probably get an 8-point spread, if not more.
Andrew also says, can we talk about how many punches were thrown by Chicago with no penalties called? It was a very physical and aggressive game. And yeah, nobody wanted to throw a flag.
I was kind of okay with it because, like, at least that portion was consistent, that they weren't, you know, calling the ticky-tack stuff on both sides. And it's like, it's the last game of the season. It's the oldest rivalry in football. You know these guys are going to be emotional. Let them play.
James, you want to come on? I see James. I see the top of James' head in the bottom. Give me a thumbs up if you want to come on or if you're just stalking. Thumbs down? All right.
Love you, James.
He's just watching from in here. That's all fine. Right.
Can I do my hot take Jakeaways?
Hot take Jakeaways?
I just came up with that.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hang on.
Cue the music. I don't know
where the fuck Tim is.
I get music too? Oh, this is amazing. Jay Money is going to love this. My number one hater on this show. He's a little obsessed with me. But anyways, first things first. I texted Bart this during the game. Matt LaFleur, the in-game management, I don't think I've ever seen a worse head coach when it comes to just like the reactionary decisions. This team wins in spite of him, and I will take that to my deathbed believing it. Secondly, Jordan Love, I mean, we've known it for a while now, but that was a take it out and lay it on the table type game. That throw that was a touchdown to Bo Melton that got wiped off the board, that was the best throw I've ever seen from him in his young career so far. That was the definition of a frozen rope. Bring on the Cowboys, man. I think the Packers have nothing to lose at this point. As long as you continue to coach aggressively, which is going to bring me my last shakeaway, I think that you have the energy there that Dallas is going to be playing tight. So just stay loose and you have a great shot. My last hot take, Jakeaway, Joe Barry is back, baby. Let's go.
He is
coming back, baby.
Jake, you were 3 for 4. You were 3 for 4, and then you ended on that one.
I mean, listen, I know it's not popular. I'm not happy he's back, but it is happening, whether you like it or not.
So you're just going on truth. That's what you're going for.
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Not popular.
No. Well, that one especially. Yeah.
Comment from my dear friend Lisa, who we've had back and forth with this year about Jordan Love. She said, Love played great. He has looked impressive the last couple of weeks, officially apologizing to me. Oh, no need, Lisa. She says, are you still firing LaFleur after the past couple of weeks? Unfortunately, no. I still think that I need to play LaFleur in a game of Madden. I will destroy him. First of all, 1:43 on the clock. Call a timeout. You just got a third down stop. He lets it go down.
I'm screaming.
Okay, it's either one timeout with a 1:43 to go or 2 timeouts with a 1:10. I can sort of understand, but it cost him at the end. Now it didn't cost him in the game, but still, time. Time is more important than timeouts. Time. You need time. He willingly gave away 30 seconds of time.
Yeah.
That really bothered me.
That was one. Then that miraculous interception drop that the Bears player just dropped in the end zone, that was like a sign, okay, stop messing around, kick the ball. Instead, they run another play. And I had a friend of mine that said, well, no, that was the right call. It was just, it was unfortunate because he was running it. Well, no, it wasn't the right call because they ran out of time. You only run another play if you're 100% sure you can get up and clock it. So that was another stupid decision. Then he's throwing his headset, jumping up and down like a freaking twat. Before that, that was you. You are the reason that happened.
Then, yeah, I agree.
He doesn't even see the play and throws a challenge flag because, you see the ball move. That was a catch. That was not, like, the referees got that one correct. LaFleur, like, it's not just the stupid things that we see. It's the stupid look on his fucking face that I can't stand and I wanted to kick him in the nuts all night.
I've got Austin here. I've got Hot Take Jake here. I'm going to bring in Ben L. Austin, were you following up to Jake?
I was just going to say, on that play where the guy ran out of bounds, what you do there is you take another shot at the end zone, regardless of if the last one should have been picked. Either you kick it or you take a shot at the end zone. You don't pick up 3 fucking yards for Carlson, who you think might miss it. So that's why you go for 3 yards. Doesn't make sense. Shoot for the end zone or kick the ball.
Correct.
I like this. What Steve says, we haven't had a no-pressure playoffs in a while, and Joe says it's official. Bring on Big Mike. Had you had a Packers team with Aaron Rodgers take on the Cowboys, there's a lot more context there. There's a lot more like need to win. I don't think you can enjoy it as much. This is cool. I'm rooting for Big Mike, not this weekend, despite what
Jesus Bart
might believe.
God.
But it's going to be fun to see the Packers take on McCarthy in the playoffs. And this is probably the team that when he's looking at all these teams, like, he probably wanted the Rams to come in. Does this mean the Rams are going to Detroit? Stafford's going to Detroit?
That would be awesome.
And the Eagles are going to the Buccaneers. I like the Eagles to win that game. Everyone's going to pick against them because they've been ass. Ben L rocking a jacket, and I'm only rocking this tonight. I'm rocking this because Jordan Love wore this. This was the jacket he wore entering the stadium. So this is an homage to, dare I say, I mean, not one because of number 15, but possibly the second greatest quarterback this team has ever had.
This is homage to Bart Winkler.
Oh, okay. Is yours is black, though?
Mine's black, yeah. I got it at the Packer Pro Shop on the rack, the clearance rack. I was like, I can't pass that up.
I don't know where I got this. I think I got this. There's an antique store in La Crosse on 3rd Street. And every time I go there for the week and with my buddies, I always end up being the first one there. So I kill some time at this store. Sometimes I wear that Castrol GTX hat. I got that at that store. I believe I got this at this store. And then I always, because I can't just like go and have a fun weekend. I always have to have some bit because I'm an attention seeker. So I always find something to wear.
I got to eat some crow, I think. I don't think Matt LaFleur can get fired.
Well, he's going to be the coach next year, 100%. I would put Barry coming back at a soft 15%.
I don't know. I think it's that's a little higher than that.
Jeffrey says one of the greatest Packer quotes of all time. I got 3 years invested in Brett Hundley. I got 2 years invested in Joe Callahan. Quarterback room is exactly where it needs to be. Paul Emig will not join us because he is still watching the game on DVR.
Jesus, Paul.
Why is he on the screen? Is he watching High School
Musical? Why even bother watching?
He's watching High School Musical 3. It's...
I think he's joking.
Okay. Right. He got okay.
By the game, he means the New Year's Eve game. He hasn't even gotten to this one yet.
I can't fathom this. How can you watch this game on delay? It's not possible.
I think he did delay.
I dropped a comment earlier
Nathan
about
Nathan Graham, old Kiss FM man. He says, is it possible to have too many good wide receivers? No. Jaden Reed, 4 for 112. Bo Melton, 5 for 62. Dontavian Wicks had the 2 touchdowns. And this is without
Watson.
This is without Watson, who I don't like. The last game he played is like, oh, this team is clearly missing this that he brings to the offense. And obviously you'd be better with him than without him. But there certainly have been guys to step up and take his place. And if you were to tell me, like, if Watson just got snapped by Thanos and we just had Reed and Dubs and who was questionable and then didn't return, and Wicks and Melton. I mean, that – I think Jim Nance said, like, he did look like Driver out there, my God.
Yeah. I mean, Watson is now a
luxury instead of a necessity.
Well, Watson, how many years has he got in our contract? 2 or 3 still? You're bringing him back.
No, I mean this season, like next week.
If he's healthy.
I think he just said him. I don't see the point of bringing him in
just to lose him again.
Yeah, like if his hamstring's still, you know, a little shaky, obviously we can. I mean, why injure him more when the offense can?
You're trying to win playoff games. If he can play, he should be out there.
Our guy Doug Hype makes a comment. He was watching the game while working a video shoot. That guy's nonstop, but he was able to watch the game. Jerry says only chance in Dallas is a shootout. Correct. Well, I mean, hey, if you think Joe Barry's job is safe, wait until CeeDee Lamb goes 11 for 227
and more than
3
11.
TDs next week.
I'll take the over on 11.
I'm going to spend a lot of money on CeeDee Lamb props, DraftKings.
Well,
it'll be a guy like Tolbert that ends up killing us.
I mean, maybe Jair can shut him down. I don't know. Like, maybe.
Tom says, glad my pregame tweet didn't jinx the game. That is teacher Tom, who had one of the worst.
That was brutal, Tom. That was brutal.
Tom, before the game, unprovoked, no one asked him, just tweeted at 3:26, right as the game starts. I've spent the entire season saying it's okay if Anders Carlson misses kicks in 2023 because we're rebuilding for 2024. But if we miss the playoffs because he missed kicks today, angry face emoji. Why?
Well, yeah.
That one was brutal. And then Cohen was tweeting about Jones fumbling. And then within a minute, then Love fumbled. I had to get on there and tell you guys stop tweeting.
All right, said 6.5 for Packers Cowboys was my guess. It's anywhere from 7.5 to 8.
Yeah.
Oh, take Green Bay.
Yeah.
Is the line.
And we're a little optimistic right now, but I mean.
My buddy Jeff says Watson's best game will be against the Cowboys. They can't handle speed. We need him. Dog. Of course, dog spelled D-A-W-G.
And if you remember, Watson's breakout game was against Dallas. So
that's fine. I mean, I just hope
maybe what he actually meant.
I mean, I hope he performs, but I don't want to throw off the chemistry. I feel like with Bo Melton in there the last three games, it's been really good wide receiver chemistry.
Test user has a question for Jake. It says, what about the draft picks?
Hold on. Let me pull a Matt impression here. I don't understand. What's the question? What is he asking?
Green Bay right now would have the 19th pick in the draft. God.
Cooper DeJean.
Katie is so happy for Jordan Love and this team. The future is so bright.
The future is now.
I want to address a post that our good friend Tony in Texas made immediately after the win. And he said, let's all give some love to Aaron Rodgers for helping Jordan Love out. To my response to that would be, fuck Aaron Rodgers, because he is absolutely in hell tonight, and I'm so happy about it.
Fuck, I don't know. He's still cactus. Saying us.
He's saying us. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think he's still a Packer.
He's inspirational. Deep down.
I don't want to be, but whatever Rodgers thinks us is, I want to be on the them portion of that sentence. I don't want to be any us with whatever Rodgers thinks us is. I want it to be that. I'm them. No, sir. We are not a we. We're not a we.
If this was
all right, thanks, guys. I'm going to head out.
All right, Ben L. Great jacket.
Thank you, Ben.
Great jacket, Bart. Have a good one, guys. Go Pack, go.
Rodgers would be like a girlfriend that Jerry's broken up with, and she hasn't picked up on it yet. And like, she just keeps coming around. It's like, no, this is, we're done.
I got another bad take from this idiot from J Money.
Yeah. J Money. That guy is really, he has a lot of things to say about me. I'm a little bit worried. I'm not going to fuck you, bro.
Wow. All right. I got a couple, Carl's Place voicemails that I want to play. Because they're very short, but there's four of them. We had Boots on the Ground tonight. Carl's Place again, golf simulators. Hey, they're all the rage. Motherfucker Jerry, for Barstool Golf Simulator. How fun would it be to do that question your own home? How many shots can you make on a hole in one? Get a golf simulator. CarlOvt.com/Bart. All right. Marcus was at the game. I haven't listened. I don't know how these sound. I'm just going to mute you guys here real quick and listen to Marcus's four voicemails. Here's 4:18 p.m.
Hey, Bart. It's Marcus. So we have the Packer game. Next to two fans that won't stand up through the whole game at all. We just watched Justin Fields get sacked, and they won't do anything about it. And I think people that don't stand up at Packer games need to get rid of the season. But
all right. So he was next to some guys that would not stand up during the game. This was at 4:53 p.m.
Hey, we scored again. They didn't stand up again. It's letting you know.
So the Packers had scored at that point, and then those guys did not stand up. This is at 5:44 p.m. 5:44.
Hey, Bart, just an update. 6:08 left in the fourth quarter, and the fans that never stood up left. Their seats have been vacated, so now I have a bunch of space. It's really nice. I enjoy it. But I would enjoy having season tickets and actually using them way more than these guys would. I just like incredibly entitled people. So this has been a great game. Enjoy your night, dude. And again, congrats on the national show. So proud of you.
Oh, well, thank you. And then I got one more at 5:59.
Hey, Bart. Packers are taking the lead and win the game. I just want to tell you, everybody, that if the Packers can be on their feet, at least the one
okay. Does anyone want to play another game? It's called Guess How Big the Ring of Sweat Is Under My Armpit Right Now. What would you think? This or like a this?
I was going to ask you, how many clothes changes did you end up going through?
Oh, God.
You don't have to go to the gym today now.
Was that from just watching the game or wearing the coat?
I almost got Botox on my armpits when I was in ninth grade.
Oh boy.
One time I had a job on a cruise boat and we had our orientation meeting and the entirety of my shirt sweat. Eighth grade orientation at Woodward Junior High. It sweat so much that it looked like I was in the rain and I was wearing a tie. And then I got inside and took the tie off. Because every other part of my shirt was wet, except for it did not fully get to the middle. And then this girl next to me goes, something smell? And I'm like,
I don't know what you're talking about. Wait, you're like that Microsoft guy giving that developer speech back in 1999.
Go Wildcats from former Woodworth. Woodworth went 9-0 one year, I believe, their football team. I got another comment on Jake. Bobby says Jake is a 10 out of 10 for looks, but a 1 out of 10 for sense of humor.
Well, he's right about one thing.
I think he nailed it completely. I don't think he
as long as I'm on your mind, that's all I meant that matters to me. That's all I care about.
Hey, speaking of on your mind, where's Tony? What is Tony doing that's so important right now that he's not on here?
I will say a quick shout out to Austin, Tony. Did you call in, Jake? No, I don't think you did yet.
Yeah, I called
in. He did first night.
Oh, yeah. J-Mo. Doug and Racine. Tack.
He dropped the F-bomb.
The first night. He called back.
You let him on again?
Well, another night I let him on.
Were you hurting for content or what?
No, he was calling as Charlie. And then I said, call as Tack from now on because he's probably not putting Charlie through. Oh, and this is new. I now have access to see before I didn't have access. So now I can see. And if you're calling from Milwaukee, I'll just put you on first.
Attaboy.
So, I mean, it'd be people calling all over, which is great, but. You know I'm going to stay loyal to my homie.
What if does it go by area code? Because Or like your phone?
No,
area
just
code?
wherever you say you're from.
Gotcha. Okay. Beautiful.
Yeah. I have a question, Bart. So far on the national show, what has been the topic that somebody called in to talk about that you just had absolutely nothing to add to or nothing to speak on? Has that happened yet? Like, what would
David
be the moment
dude
of the national
operator,
show?
Cool. Austin. What topic has stumped me?
Yeah, like, what would be the topic of the national show that was equivalent to, like, he's with the players?
Oh, good question. If there was a topic like that, I wouldn't have the national show because I'm a savant.
Bang, bang. I love it.
Somebody was on hold. Somebody called about Boise State football because they were at the airport when Malachi Nelson, the transfer from USC, was arriving to Boise. And I did hold my own there. But somebody called about San Jose Aztecs basketball. And I was going to take them to challenge myself. But thankfully, they dropped.
It's iron forges iron, right? You got to.
The big markets that I think we really hit are Bay Area, Baltimore. I get a lot of calls from Baltimore, Buffalo, Milwaukee, obviously. And it's always funny because, like, sometimes people will think they won't understand that I'm doing a national show, and they'll think they're talking to somebody that's like in Alabama, and then like, I don't care, man.
Is it cool? Can I bring up a quick?
Oh, Rick says you don't get to celebrate fake take, Jake.
I'm over here. I'm living my best life, baby.
It's pretty good. Fake take, Jake.
I have a quick question. Is it cool to talk about the Bucks for like 1 second?
Not tonight.
Okay.
So, I'll talk about them on Tuesday.
I was going to say, is it going to be like a season year in review kind of thing?
Oh, people are really asking that you leave tonight's show.
Wow. This is like the best night ever for me. You guys don't know the joy you are bringing me right now.
Yeah, I don't even really get what you've done. That's hot takey. So far,
tonight's Jake, tonight's singular Jake appearance has been fine. Dare I say, even good. he's getting a little super. I think deep down the criticism hurts deep down. But
I mean, here's the thing:
Jake has acted like such an asshole all season that maybe I should have never let him on in the first place.
Well, here's the thing. I have love.
Ooh, this is a good one. Mistake, Jake.
That's pretty good.
That's
like
a
good pun.
That's a good pun.
Yeah. No, I have love for the Winklerverse, but I can't take criticism from like avatars and people that come on the show with bags on their head. So if you want to come on the show.
Several people are using their own name with their own picture.
Well, I'm saying if you want to come on the show and have a debate, let's do it.
Well, so now you're doing the BM card. Call me like a man.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm out of touch.
Rob Hunter. Where is Rob Hunter from? I don't know. But I got a tweet from Rob Hunter who says, "You fuckers get everything you want and it's fucking sickening." This might be a non-Packer fan.
That there's no way that guy's a Packer fan. We missed the playoffs one fucking year, and then we make it in with Jordan Love in his first year. Yeah, sorry, Bears. Sorry, must suck.
Hey, let me just say this. Justin Fields, give that man the bag. They don't need to take a quarterback. Just let Fields come back, right?
Oh,
give
him all the money. And they got two first-round picks.
Yeah, 10-year contract. Just give it to him.
I'd be fine with that.
Grant. Rob is in Stoddard, and he is a Bears fan. That's Rob. Okay, Rob.
Is that a real place?
Oh, Stoddard. Oh, yeah, there it is. Stoddard Meat Market. Stoddard.
It's up there. It's up there.
I don't know. Is that off 33, Grant? Or am I thinking of Shelby?
Hey, what do you guys think of the NFL's independent neurologist just kind of giving Fields the once over and saying, all right, kid, get back out there?
That was interesting.
His head hit that ground pretty good.
He was concussed, and he looked different when he got back in the game.
Well, it also should not have been a penalty, so I'm glad they kept that one in their pocket. Because the defender's going down when you're going down. What are you going to do?
Well, yeah, and somebody brought it up on X that, like, of course, you look at a replay, it's going to look bad. Show it in real time and tell me who has, you know, the 1/100th of a second to completely whiff on a play that you're trained to, like, make. So, again, I love that take of show me in real time or don't show me at all.
NFC playoffs are set. We still don't know the times, probably not until tonight. Packers are going to Dallas. Rams are going to Detroit. Eagles are going to Tampa Bay. Packers getting in at 9-8. Other 9-8 teams, including the Seahawks and the Saints. The AFC, as of this taping, is up for grabs. We're going to watch a Sunday night game where the Bills are already in. It's kind of a bummer that Jacksonville lost to make this game less interesting tonight. But they're still playing for the AFC East, so I guess, you know, whatever. And what I say about Sunday night football is it's just something to drink to. So I'm not really sure. Oh, it's down 35. All right, we're going DeSoto way. Okay. We're going down to Prairie du Chien way in DeSoto. Okay, that's where Stoddard is. Jeff says, seeing Fields just devastated, concussed after the game may have been the first time I've felt sympathy for that team. And here, okay, here's another thing that I did want to say about this kind of game, because I'm texting some people throughout, and there's obviously nerves. There's so many little things that had the Packers lost, you would look back and say, if we only had that, or if that only was a touchdown, or how was that a catch from DJ Moore, but not from Bo Melton, or if that missed field goal, you know, if they didn't screw up at the end of the half. There's so many things where the Packers did not play their best game. Jordan Love was great, but he also fumbled, and they did not play their best game tonight. Despite keeping the Bears out of the end zone, there were still a lot of things where it's the same thing that happened in 2010. The Packers will always have these games where it gets away from them and they cost themselves from turnovers or penalties or decisions. And a lot of teams have beat us because of that. The Buccaneers, the Seahawks, whoever. It has never been the Bears. And it never will be the Bears. The Bears, whether it was 13 years ago on the Super Bowl run or an hour ago, they cannot get it done against us. And the longer it goes, the harder it's going to be. And I think if you're going to have any shot, because I do think the Bears are building something. I don't know that they stay with Justin Fields now. I've been saying they should. I thought he'd step up, have a better game tonight. But they've got the number one pick, number 10. Where are they at in that pick? They're going to have, and they can trade, whatever. And I think they are getting better. But what's going to happen is they'll either move on from a coach or get a new quarterback. And it's one step ahead everything they do. But the minute anybody, whether it's president, GM, coach, quarterback, defensive player, wide receiver, the minute one of them says something about the Packers, it's one step forward, nine steps back. Because that team is obsessed with nothing else than beating Green Bay. And they can't do it, so I understand. There was the year they went 13-3 and won the division.
Because they can't do it.
They lost to Green Bay twice. But they can still have all the success. The Chicago Bears can have all the success they've ever wanted. And Green Bay could beat them two times every year. Whatever. They can still, but they're so focused on Green Bay that they'll never get anywhere until they get over that. And that's my soliloquy on Chicago Bears football.
Well done. All right, I'm going to take off. But
the boogeyman is the G, baby.
Uh-huh. Couple things before I take off. Number one, just want to shout out Blue Moon. This is their non-alcoholic right here. Pretty good. That hit the spot.
Nice.
If you're going to drink an NA beer, just drink a beer.
Check it out. And Bart, are you going to admit the Jordan Love pick was, is, and will always be awesome? I'll hang up and listen.
So he hung up and listens. Can I answer?
I didn't hear him. So I
okay.
Don't know
what he asked if you could admit that the Jordan Love pick was, is, and always will be awesome.
You, so I'm not.
Now you can't hear me. Can you hear anybody?
No, I'm choosing not to hear either of you.
Oh, okay. That's what he asked. I'll answer that. That was at the time that pick sucked. It didn't make any sense. Like, if you knew that you were going to have Rodgers for the two more years, also given Rodgers that extension, didn't make sense. A lot of the moves in that 3-year span from 2020 to the end of last year didn't make a lot of sense. But just because we didn't like the draft pick, thought that different draft selection, I mean, that draft could have been completely different had you not traded up to get Jordan Love. I mean, you could have, we don't know, it's hypothetical, but we could have won a Super Bowl with Rodgers had they done that draft a little bit differently. And now we're in the part of the timeline where, okay, now Jordan Love is, I mean, for all we know, you could have gotten Jordan Love in the second round and not had to move at all. You know, could have been completely different. So I don't think that blasting the pick is a problem. And I don't think that being a supporter of Love is an issue either.
I don't either. I mean, the pick was what it was. I think that I've always credited Rodgers for how he handled it in terms of the Love aspect.
He's a great mentor.
He never made it hard on Love. And I don't know though. I don't know. I mean, we're assuming, but he didn't. He could have, like, even if he was just negative, even if he was just neutral, it could have been awful. Like, neutral's a win by not doing anything. I still think the pick, they traded their fourth round to get him. I hammer this, they drafted a round early. They had Dylan eyes for the third, so they took him in the two. They had DeGuara eyes for the four, so they took him in the three because they didn't have a four.
I would like to go back and look at that and see who exactly drafted a quarterback after 19 and who it would have been. Because was Jordan Love on other people's radars? I mean,
there's people that say that the Colts had their eyes on him. I need something more concrete than that. Just like I don't actually think the Colts wanted Christian Watson for Jonathan Taylor. I know that that's like a thing we all think. I don't think that that's true.
Sources. Yeah. What sources? Tell me. Show me. I'm not just going to take reporting at face value.
45-year-old women and older that have been hanging on. This is the time for you. I've got the Bachelor of the Lone Star State here, Tony from Texas.
Bart, all my exes live in Texas. I've been dealing with drama all night. You know, these women want tickets to the Packer-Cowboy game. You know, I could hook them up, but I don't want to have a situation. Austin, I don't know what you're spitting out there, buddy. I love you. I don't know if you're running for political office or not. Sleepy Joe needs some competition. But what the hell are you talking about? This draft pick was a fucking goldmine, dude. What are you talking about?
I'm agreeing.
Bro, have an opinion. This weed is slowing you down.
I'm not high.
This guy is fucking phenomenal.
I'm wearing his jersey. I got it before the season. What are you talking about?
I have an opinion. This pick is fucking awesome. I am over the moon. I cannot believe this pick.
Yeah, but Tony, in 2020, this isn't what you were saying.
No, it was.
Hey, so Austin, I'm saying retrospectively, you can look back and be like, yeah, that fucking was stupid at the time. And you can still appreciate now you waited three fucking years.
Stupid. Aaron Rodgers had two of his best years. They didn't.
And you think that was solely because Love got drafted?
I think that played a huge influence. And Bart, you can back me up on this if you want to. Aaron Rodgers played his best football after that draft pick. T. Higgins and Patrick Queen is not winning us the Super Bowl.
Those are the only two names that people say, though.
They didn't lose those games because of Jordan Love. They didn't lose those games because of Jordan Love. They lost because they just fucking lost. And anyone that wanted Matt LaFleur fired, that's a Packer fan, you guys are an embarrassment. You guys are an embarrassment. Matt LaFleur's offense, the guy's like a fucking
Mike. Hey, you know what you should do? Hey, on that topic, go on Twitter tonight and search Dame trade and how many Bucks fans are on that angle.
I'm not there yet, but Bart, I went to that game in Houston yesterday, drove 3 hours. Woo, that was a disappointment.
Are you going Monday?
Who are they playing Monday?
No, to the championship game.
What champ? Oh, against the I might go against Washington and Michigan. There's a lot of fans down here in Houston.
If you go, I need you to call my show for Boots on the Ground.
Oh yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Little post.
Someone's mad that I'm calling it Twitter. I don't even like being on there. I'm not fucking saying. Hey, so I was on X the other night. Are you fucking kidding me? That's probably like a dumb joke. Like Elon's like, oh, you were on X. Someone call him a cab for rehab. Like, fuck that. But the minute you call it X is the minute that you have sacrificed your whole soul and you are just a sheep. Anyone who calls it X, it's like, call it X. Okay, let me get in line. It's like, what's next? What else? Well, divorce your wife. Yes, sir. Tell your kids you don't love them. Okay. Eat, drink a gallon of milk and see how fast you puke. Yes, sir. The minute you start calling it X, you are done for.
Yeah, well, you know, people are messing with you at this point, but Bart, you got to be honest with me right now. Man to man, your wife was excited you got this job.
Well, yeah, I'm excited I got this job.
I mean, but you know what I mean. She was excited you got this job.
What's that
mean? She gets out of the house for 4 hours, maybe?
No, I mean, she's got to be like, holy cow, my man. You know, like, good job. You're National Bart now.
I think a lot of people are excited for me.
I'm excited for you. I don't even fucking know you, but I'm excited for you.
The fuck? I mean, we haven't met in real life, but to say we don't know each other is
I know, offensive. But the show... I mean, maybe I should do commercials for the Bart Winkler show, the national CBS show, 9 p.m. a.m., 1 a.m. CBS Sports, Central Standard Time, whatever. That show's fucking good, Bart. I like it. It's morphing into whatever it's going to morph into, but I like it. It's a good show.
Mike McCarthy was asked about taking on the Packers.
Yeah, he had no comment really on that. It's just another
football game. I haven't watched them a whole lot, but yeah, the drama. I'm sure you guys will love it. I won't participate this year. It's playoff time. It doesn't matter who we play. That's a dumb answer. That means he's scared because it's barely the same team. We're the youngest team to ever make the playoffs. He doesn't know Matt LaFleur. It's not like he's a guy that was on his staff. He doesn't know like any of these guys. It's got to be like, I would like him to say, I've got 5 years invested in the Dallas Cowboys. I got 3 years invested in my shack outside, my wife's I got 2 years invested yelling at JV referees. Mike, say, yeah, isn't that ironic? That's pretty cool. Going to be great. I know they have a good record down here, but it'll be fun to take them on. And whoever gets in our way, we're ready for the playoffs instead of trying to play coy. Come on, Big Mike. You're scared. Big Mikey's scared.
Yes. And Aaron Rodgers is indirectly going to get him fired twice. Possibly. He will get fired if he loses this game. This Jordan Love. Dude, I thought this guy looks like fucking Aaron Rodgers from 2014.
Love?
Bart, every time they got the ball, I'm like, they're going to score. They look good. Wicks is Greg Jennings. I mean, this guy, Randall Cobb is Jaden Reed. These guys are fucking awesome. They are awesome.
Reed is awesome.
Reed is what Amari Rodgers was supposed to be. This guy is unbelievable, this Jaden Reed. Man, this team, and when they have Aaron Jones, Bart, Aaron Jones tears up the Cowboys. I was there at the bar today. They are scared.
You were? Packers. You were at a bar today?
Yeah. They are scared of the Packers, my man. Wait, so
you have alcohol in your system right now?
Oh, come on.
No way.
A little bit. Hey, where's Q and Jake, those cowards?
Oh, Jake was just on. Jake was asking where you were.
Well, you know what? I had some girl drama I had to take care of, you know? But Q And by the way, Q and Jake, I will say this. I don't dislike you as human beings. You are good people, good citizens, I assume. But your sports takes are awful. Come on. To give up and just want to tank the season with the youngest team in the league and to fire Matt LaFleur, who has brought this team from the ground up.
He said it's the happiest he's ever been.
Oh, Tony's on fire right now.
I just don't like the hypocrisy. The hypocrisy that's out there.
Hey, man, if you go you go check the tape, you can hear me and Bart talking and saying that don't want anyone fired at the end of the season.
Austin, you said the 2020 pick of Jordan Love was not a good pick. Did you not just say that?
At the time, I believe we all said that.
All meaning you, Bart, and Horvat. If Horvat
also calls, you on 1250.
I thought you have to let this shit play out. These guys have a job. That's their job to scout and see what happens.
I know. I get it. I get it, man.
Struck gold again. You guys have got to be ecstatic. The Packers have struck fucking gold again.
I am ecstatic. I wish we would have won one last Super Bowl with Rodgers. But that doesn't mean
one last.
One last.
Oh.
One last.
I was like, even I don't hate Rodgers that much.
No, I wish they would add one last Super Bowl with Rodgers. But
hey, let me ask you this, Austin. Doesn't number 80 look like Donald Driver out there?
Guy has the physicality in him when he catches the ball and he turns right upfield into guys. He's not afraid of taking a hit, and he's going to get an extra 3 yards.
Melton.
Yeah, he's looking great.
Musgrave. These guys are all craft. They're all players.
Hey, I got a great question. This is from Theo Ash, who covers the NFL. He says, haven't seen a quarterback. Let me start over. Haven't seen a gotta-have-it performance like this from a Green Bay quarterback in a long time. When was the last time Rodgers had it all on the line and stepped up like this?
2014 on one leg.
No.
It's still Rams. Lost.
Arizona?
No. The Rams game, they won at Lambeau. Rodgers was good.
Yeah, but that was divisional. That wasn't gotta have it shit.
Well, yeah, we were never going to lose that game.
Yeah. The 2014 when he had that calf injury and was on one leg.
What was it?
2019, they beat the Seahawks at home.
And then got waxed by San Fran.
The last game against Dallas, I think it's 2016. I don't recall what year it was.
2016, I was at that game, yeah.
Well, this was the most important game from a Packer quarterback since at least 2020.
He was phenomenal. I jokingly asked you, because I listened to your show 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. on CBS Radio. If you – and I listen to your podcast, you would not go out there and say Jordan Love, is, you would take him over a Stroud or some of these other guys. I think you might have jokingly said Mahomes. But I at this point
– I for sure said I'd trade Dak for Mahomes.
You said you wouldn't trade Love for Mahomes, and I wouldn't either. Fuck that. We went all in on this.
Yeah, because I said I would trade Love for Dak.
Yeah, which that was a weird take, but
I don't think I'm trading Love for anybody.
Yeah, we're all in on this now. We made the bet. Now this is what we're doing, and Love is paying it off.
Here's what I love about Jordan Love. This whole game. All the nervousness that came into the game, during the game. I mean, I had to go upstairs and pace a little bit. Finally got my ass on the couch. But was there any – the guy even fumbled. But was there any moment in this game, any single moment all week where you thought, I don't feel confident in Jordan Love? Not for a single second did anyone feel that. Because this guy, whatever he is – this guy's got fucking stones.
Right. Bart, not only does he have the stones, he's got the ability, but I love the heart, the way he rallies people, and I love his brain. The guy is seeing the game clearly. He's making the right plays. He's leading this team. And I was a Rodgers guy. I still always will be, but he's doing things that Aaron Rodgers didn't give us the last few years. And they could beat the Cowboys this week.
I'm with you on that, Tony.
But ultimately what this is going to do, Austin, at the end of the day, it will expose Joe Barry and his defense. And Matt LaFleur is going to say, I've got a top five offense here. What do I need to do? I need to make a move on the defense, because this offense right now, Bart, without their number one receiver, is fucking awesome right now. It really is.
Are you on a boat or something? It's a little windy.
I'll turn the AC down.
That was the AC the whole time?
How hot is it in Texas? What the fuck do you got the AC on for?
I just assumed you were outside. It was windy, and you were.
Oh, he's trying to keep awake by blasting the cold air on his drive back.
You should have sent the message, man. I would have turned it down. You're right.
I don't know. Your takes are strong enough. It don't matter.
Very passionate about this. A lot of people were down on Jordan Love, Brian Gutekunst, and they fucking delivered the goods, man. I want Horvat in this show. Horvat needs to take his medicine. I don't care. He'll stay all behind Jordan.
He took his medicine. He admitted on Twitter that loves the guy.
Come in here and take a little bit more and be a good sport. Ryan's going to come in here and onto your show, Bart, and be a good sport and take it. Just like Q needs to come in here and admit that he was wrong. The Packers have the youngest team in the league, unlike our Milwaukee Bucks, who have the oldest team in the fucking league. The Packers got a big upside, man.
I agree, and this is just the beginning, hopefully.
Yeah, it is, and either way, I think we're going to come out winners. If they lose the game, it'll be because of the defense. It's not going to be because of Jordan Love or Matt LaFleur. And you wanted LaFleur gone earlier in the year. I don't know if it's because he was sensitive or crying or what the deal was. Was that a real thing? You wanted him gone?
I mean, I was never going to fire him in the middle of the season. But a lot of what I felt about Matt LaFleur in terms of criticism, they had not been addressed yet. He fucked around today, but this team was what, 3-6? They went to the playoffs. You got to credit everyone involved, even Joe Barry, even Matt LaFleur.
Right.
You're not going to fire him now.
Well, if you want to criticize Matt for anything, I would say it's probably because he can't get a good leader on the defensive side. I don't know why they fired Mike Pettine.
This is the best singular spotted cow I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
Nothing has ever tasted this good.
Yeah, once a year, it's good.
Austin, Tony. Oh, I just got a double. I'm going 5 wide, okay, since they don't do that anymore.
5 wide.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. It's about time we bring back the game tradition.
Doug Hype.
This guy.
And Tack. Doug Hype, you said you were working today? What the hell?
I was running around creating crazy videos and stuff and watching the game on my phone as I went. And I was at Red Rocks Amphitheater cutting videos, and everyone thought I was an actual rock star. And I'm like, no. I'm just a Packers influencer. It's very easy to mistake those two people together. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at Bart Winkler. Like, people on the street are just like, hey, who's that handsome motherfucker right there, right? It's Bart Winkler. Better show some respect, okay? But also, if anybody here in the audience is not paying attention to Bart's tweets, you should go on X, Twitter, whatever the hell it's called. I love your tweets, Bart. They're fucking amazing.
Do you like the tweet where I said I think the Eagles will make a run in the playoffs?
I love the fact that you're throwing down hard. They might. I don't know. I wish we were playing them right now, but I'm so excited we're playing McCarthy and the Cowboys. Like, I swear to God, this is like 10 birthdays, Christmas, everything all up in one. My brother's texting me all day. Jordan Love is the man. I fucking love Jordan Love. He's so amazing. And he's been pissed off at the team all year. And it just feels so good to see all this stuff. The young wide receivers. I have buddies that are friends with Bo Melton. They've been texting me all season. He's awesome. Just wait till you see him. That's happening. Like, dude, like what? Also, I finally got my cheese head in the mail right there. Let me put it on.
No, it's on the wall. I see it. Bone shop. Yeah. Hey, we've had a lot of name dropping on this show, but never to the pinnacle of I have friends.
My point is they've been texting me all season about how Bo Melton's awesome. And I'm like, cool, that's great, bro. But, you know, all right. But now we've seen it on the field. So it's really cool to see that. You know, you just love it when young players are his dad wanted to like do like a podcast with me or something. It doesn't matter. Whatever. My point is
my dad says hi to happening. Tech.
Hey, Greg. Hey, coach.
Bo Melton's dad wanted to do a podcast with you?
Yeah, we worked with a similar company right now, and he's a great dude. His dad was, a wide receiver running back for Rutgers, and then Bo Melton also has a younger brother, I think, that either still plays for Rutgers or is graduating.
You're right about all that, according to Google.
Hey, let me ask you this, Doug Hype. Why don't you trade Watson? Get Watson the fuck out of here and just keep these dudes.
You know, that's a really good question. You love name dropping. Watson was literally streamed with me like earlier in the season. We played a football game together, and he's the most like reserved or respectful, like just good dude. And I know the guy's like super committed. I want to see Watson do really well. I don't think I would trade him. The problem is we have so many great young receivers there. What do you do? It's a really good problem to have. But I don't think I would get rid of Watson because like, dude, every week half of the receivers are hurt.
All right, there was a big play in this game. I think it was Malik Heath that the ball was up to. And it was going to be an interception. But Heath fought for the ball and broke up that interception. Christian Watson's not doing that, Doug.
Did you not watch him when he came back from injury the last time? The dude made amazing plays and fought for the ball when he came back. Like, he worked. He's improving. Like, he literally that those 2 weeks he came back and played, he made every right play the whole time.
How many games did he play this year? 6, 7?
That's the problem. He's injured. But like, yeah, but that's the thing is he answered all the haters. He went in those last two games he played and played balled out like he looked like he's supposed to.
All right. Well, I'm not going to beg on Christian Watson. I want him to do well. Hopefully he's ready next week. But the cupboard is not exactly bare in Green Bay with receivers, man. We are set, dude.
Make a good point, Tony. Like, if they did, I wouldn't be mad. Like, there's so many good receivers on the team. Like, what do you do? But that's the thing we need. The Green Bay Packers' success goes along with, do we have a strong receiver core? Do we have a deep receiver core? Every time we've done well in our entire history in the last 30 years is because the receiver core was killing it.
We do. And actually, this makes sense. Earlier in the year, how we tried we try to acquire Jonathan Taylor. It makes sense why we did that. Because you see, when we have Aaron Jones healthy, this offense is a fucking top five offense, guys. This offense is legit, man.
Well, to your point, Jordan Love had finished the season with 4,159 yards and 32 touchdowns. The only other people to ever do that in their first full year as a starter, Patrick Mahomes and Kurt Warner.
I mean, that is amazing stuff. I mean, I literally just got goosebumps from those numbers, Bart.
How many
shout out to the O-line,
11 picks? What a great year.
Yeah, and he hasn't had one recently. And you're right, Doug Hype, the O-line, I don't know what's changed. I know Bart's all about the A-gap and the C-gap and all that shit, but I have no idea what's
changed.
Don't
forget about the B-gap.
No, that was all a bit. Tack, what's up with you?
Nothing. Just I can't believe we're here. I was earlier on Team Tank, and now I'm just like all in.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Hey, I was wrong. I'll admit it. I'll be the first to admit it.
Hey. Bart, you should be paying Bart to get on right now. Why you come on this show and have these crazy takes? I don't get it. Do you pay Bart to come on?
I don't have a take at this point. I'm all in on the pack. I think we have a chance.
See this shit ahead of time, Tack. You were so down on the Packers, man.
I was.
You're nuts. You and Jake, dude. Holy shit.
I was down, but hey, I'll admit my wrongdoing. I'll admit I was wrong, and I'm excited for the future.
Sounds like you're a good Catholic, Tack.
I'm a confirmed Catholic, but I'm certainly not a practicing Catholic. This Jordan Love contract extension is going to be astronomical. What are we talking, like $45, $50 million a year?
I'm glad you brought that up, actually. You know what? Let me ask you this, Bart, because if let's just say, like, you got Jim Rome numbers, Jim Rome money, that's going to change you a little bit. Jordan Love gets his big money. It's going to change you a little
bit. You say Jim Rome money?
Yeah, if Bart got Jim Rome money, like, next week, it's going to change Bart. He's not going to be talking to us.
Maybe. So, I don't know, though. I feel like Bart's one of the homies, you know, like he lets me on the show and I'm just a complete disaster. So you don't
know. We say that about Jordan Love. Jordan Love's going to get a bag, man. He's going to get 40 million or so. That's my concern.
Will it change Daniel Jones always, just got 40 million.
Just to address that, I will always remember where I came from. The great legends at KFIZ that helped me here, including what's his name and Dumblefuck, and then the great people at WSSP. Like,
you don't even know his name anymore.
That one guy was tall, but I will never forget those people.
Oh, sure. You don't even acknowledge Fond du Lac anymore.
It was so in all funny. Of my press releases. I specifically said Fond du Lac.
No, my point is, hey, Tack, if Jordan Love gets the bag, which he will, 40 million or so, it's going to change him. But will it change him on the field? I don't know. So, hopefully,
I don't think it'll change him yet. I think maybe after a few years, depending, like if he performs at this level moving forward, yeah, maybe he'll be changed. But I don't think he'll be changed next year or the following year. He seems like he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders. He seems pretty down to earth.
What was his rookie contract? He made decent money, right?
I mean, his fifth year option was like
he had a lot of bonuses today. He made like $2 million today.
So I think he finished at like 21 or 22 million because he was guaranteed 15 with his fifth year option that we picked up, but we added some incentives on there for whatever. So yeah,
where's the threshold of douchebag? Like, how many millions do you have to make to flip the switch?
Well, I don't think. Well, Doug, the point I'm trying to make is guys get complacent; they change a little.
They
bit.
Do.
Is Jordan Love going to bring these guys his receivers over for parties or not parties, but the watching like movies or whatever these guys are doing this team bonding stuff, or is he going to turn into a weirdo like Aaron Rodgers? I don't know.
Nah. He seems to be a good guy. I think we'll see that at least for the foreseeable future.
13 breaks up with his girlfriend.
Why is every Packer like discussion have to turn into shitting on Aaron Rodgers somehow? Like, why is every single conversation turn into this? Like,
I'll answer that because he sucks.
I love parts of funness.
Tony, are you gonna go to the game?
Fuck yeah, I'll be there, man.
Oh, yeah. I asked you about the national championship game. I didn't even ask you if you're going to the Dallas game.
I'll be there, dude. You know I'll be there.
Speaking of Rodgers, more breaking news. The Packers have finished second in the NFC North, which means they are taking on a second-place schedule.
Yes.
Which means they play the AFC East next year. They will take on the Bills. Yeah. Or the Dolphins, whoever loses in this game, they will play next year. They will not play a third place schedule, so they will not play the Jets.
But I'm kind of glad about that.
Don't we get like that one like off schedule game? You know, because with the additional games, isn't there like one game that's like handpicked?
There is one. Yeah,
we play third place. We play the AFC South next year and the NFC West. And then we play the third place team in the AFC or second place in the AFC East that will be decided. And then we play the second place team in the NFC East and the second team in the NFC South, which will be the Saints and it will be the Rams.
But that leaves us one game.
Eagles. Whatever.
But we still have one more game that they kind of like handpick for.
No, everything's based on schedule.
Well, it was until this last year, I thought.
Yeah, we play an AFC conference, and then we play one bonus AFC team. And it was going to be whatever AFC East match up with us. And for a long time, it was looking like that was going to be the Jets, and it will not be.
Yeah, the Jets finished 7-10, actually. which
it would. I don't know if it'll be away or home. It does that record doesn't matter. They alternate how that goes.
It always seems like we get the short end of the stick in those situations, but you know, who knows?
So we don't know as of this. And by the time you hear this, if you're not with us right now, you may know, but I don't know when and where they will play. We'll talk about that on Tuesday when I jump on.
So,
and I'm going to help put my kid to bed and I'm going to watch the Sunday night game. So if there's any other thoughts, feel free.
We will be primetime next weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday, right?
I think we're getting the Fox Sunday game. Fox.
Yep. Sunday.
I'm thinking a 3:25 game, but we will see.
Yep.
Is there anybody from this crew that's going to be flying into Dallas? Like, of
well, the Tony lives there.
Tony's yeah, there. Yeah, I'm just so curious if I, for some reason, just decide to jump on an airplane and go. I just want to know who's going to be doing what, and you know, whatever.
So we might get a Tony and Doug collab.
Oh my Dude, it's, God!
You know, the last time I was in Dallas is when the Wisconsin Badgers were in the Final Four. I think I actually have the badge here still. Oh, look at that! Right, fucking here. Final Four, motherfucker, 2014. You see that shit? And the Kentucky hit that like half court shot to beat us. So it'd be fun to go back there and like stomp on the fucking, you know, Dallas's heart a little bit.
Well, if you're there, have fun. Reach out to Tony in Texas.
We'll see. Hype. I might be going to CES, but if I'm not, I think I might go there because why not? Tony from Texas.
Doug, who are you filming at Red Rocks? Tonight
it was me myself. I make like ridiculous videos for social media and stuff. Yeah. Well, I had a crew filming me, but I'm the person on camera. Yeah.
So I've never seen you on the Bart Show. Is Doug? Are you?
This is his second appearance.
It's my second time. Yeah.
I love it.
I've been watching it because I fucking love it. I'm like one of those people. I go on Cheesehead TV. Also, I love people that just fucking love sports and the Packers and just. Like enjoy it, you know what I mean? Because most of the media, they don't really have anything there. They're just doing a job, you know what I mean? And when you can combine the two, where you actually are really passionate, like that's the world we live in now. It's amazing. Where it's like, I respect all the journalists and people on TV and think they're great, but Bart, you have so many cool people on this show and people, and plus the fact that you just throw the link out for anyone to show up. I fucking love that shit. I live in Twitter land and I love to see people's opinions. Vibe with people, make friends.
Well, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk by myself, so it's selfish.
Yeah. You want to bring other people in there. Yeah.
I'm not opening any packs of cards. It's all pro set now. It's all shit.
Dude, that's right. You opened up some cards the last time, didn't you?
Yeah. Let's guess the team. Let's go.
All right. Well, this is the end of the show. I'll be back live on Tuesday at 2 with a live show.